The following is going to be the recording of a retreat given by a Catholic priest in 1973. The original recording was not very plain, and therefore, with the help of Almighty God, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Holy Angels, and the entirely heavenly court, I'm going to attempt to re-record this retreat. If you wish to hear the original talks by the priest, they're also available, as well as the printed copy of this retreat from Patrick Henry, 7067 South Tumbleweed Drive, Safford, Arizona, 85546. And now I begin this retreat by the priest. Children, I'm going to speak to you this evening about angels. You might know a great deal about movie stars or what television programs are the most popular in this area, but there is a good probability that you do not know much about angels. And children, this chapel is filled with angels. Are there four children in your family, and a mother and a father? Then that means in your house there are six angels and one more, the angel of your family. So that if your name is Brown, your mother has an angel, your father has an angel, the four children each have an angel, and you have an angel. That makes up your family, and there is an angel for the Brown family. Seven angels in the home. Do you talk to your angel? Why, you don't even think of the angels, do you, children? For the angels, children, that are in your home are not only good, they are also bad. There is not an angel standing in front of your door with a flaming sword, keeping the bad angels out. The bad angels come in too. That is what I'm going to talk to you about this evening, children. The angels who are going to help you to hell, called demons, or the angels who are going to help you to heaven, called the good angels, or your guardian angel. A long time ago, children, I was talking to a First Communion class. It was in the afternoon, and one of the boys in the First Communion class was told by his mother, "When school is over, I want you to bring your little brother to that First Communion class, because he's not coming home alone. I don't want you to let him come home alone. Take him to the First Communion class." He did, and I talked to the children about angels. The children listened, and some of the children did not know much about angels and had not heard about them. Other children knew a little bit about angels, but this little boy, 5 years old, had never heard about angels, except that his mother was always talking about angels to the other children, but she had not told him much. He just knew angels exist. I told them that the angels protect all children. They not only protect your soul, but they protect you from injury. Many times you would fall down and you would catch your balance and say, "Whoops, I almost fell." The angels keep us from falling. But sometimes they let us fall, children. They let us cut our hands and feet because we learn by our mistakes. But if we are going to be seriously injured, many times we are saved by angels. Your father is driving the automobile. Many times he says, "Boy, that was a close call." There's always an angel protecting everybody in the car. The angels never leave us alone, the good angels. The bad ones never leave us alone, children, either. So I told the children how the angels protect, and I said, "Now, boys and girls, you should talk to your angel every day and say your prayer to the angel every day. And when you are in school, When you need help, you should say, "Angel, help me." If you are with bad companions and you are afraid, say, "Angel, get me out of here." And so, I told the children for a long time about angels. That evening, that little boy, 5 years old, went home, and his mother and father took him out to a restaurant because it was his birthday. He was only 5 years old, and his big brothers and sisters were talking and enjoying the meal, and his mother and father were talking and enjoying the meal. The little boy, 5 years old, was bored, and he left to go to the bathroom. He returned. A little while later, he left again to go to the bathroom. He just wanted to walk around. He walked around the restaurant, and he went into the bathroom, and a very strange man, a very frightening man, grabbed that little boy. The little boy screamed at the top of his lungs. No sound came out. He was so frightened, he could not make noise, but he did scream. There was no sound, only silence. Immediately, the orchestra leader, because it was a very nice restaurant, the orchestra leader came in and saved that little boy from terrible harm from that madman. The police came and arrested that terrible man, and the mother was crying, and his big brothers and sisters were all upset, and the father talked to the boy. The family sat in one corner of the restaurant, away from everybody else, and he said, "Why didn't you cry for help?" The boy said, "I did." The father said, "How come no one heard you? Didn't you scream?" The boy said, "I did." The father said, "Someone would have heard you if you had screamed." The boy said, "I screamed at the top of my lungs, but no sound came out." The father was very upset, and he didn't want the boy to remember any of this. So he kept talking to him, and he said, "Well, what did you say when you screamed? Did you say Daddy, or did you say Mommy, or did you say Help? What did you say?" The boy said, "I screamed, 'Angel, get me out of here.'" That's when the man came through the door. Now, people don't believe in God, children, or people who live in the world who have become very sour say, "Oh, that was a coincidence." No, it wasn't, children. That's exactly what angels do. They get us out of here whenever we're in trouble. And they get out of here all the demons that come in if we ask them. So, children, in the world there are two kinds of angels, good and bad. The good angels make good girls and good boys. The bad angels make bad boys and bad girls. Good boys and good girls make a bad world or a good world. Children, you live in a bad world. A bad world for children. That means that older people than you, for a very long time, have been working with very bad angels to make a very bad world. In the very bad world that you good children live in, your good angels are having a hard time to teach you to be good and to keep you good. Children, you're not very much longer going to be good. You're going to be bad. You're going to be sinful. You're going to be evil. You're going to live in mortal sin every week and every month. Unless, children, you let the guardian angel that God gave you protect you. You must let him protect you. You can keep him away by ignoring him, never speaking to him, and never considering that he might help you, and by always listening to the temptations that the devil gives. The temptations that the devil gives come every single day. Those are the temptations to cheat. Those are the temptations to tell lies. Those are the temptations to be disrespectful to your own mother and to your own father. Those are the temptations, children, to think dirty, to speak dirty. Those are the temptations, children, to be like other kids. Even when you know they're wrong, even when you know they're bad, even when you know they live sinfully. Now, children, how can you possibly protect yourself without the help of God? The answer is, you can't. You are not going to protect yourself. You are going to be wounded terribly in your soul. And one day, you are going to die spiritually. You are going to commit your first mortal sin. There may be many mortal sins after that, and someday you will never come back to God. You will stay in mortal sin. If the devil can have his way. Now that's what the devil wants, children. The devil wants to do you harm. Now, I happen to be bigger and stronger than any of the boys here that are in the eighth grade. There is none of them that could wrestle me to the ground, or none of them that could knock me out with a punch. That's because I'm older than them, stronger than any of them, and bigger. I can put my arm straight out and hold my hand in their face. If they swing their arm, they cannot even hit my face, because I'm bigger than they are, and I know many tricks, because I'm older than they are. I'm also stronger than they are. But children, grown-ups have brains that are like that. They are so much better than yours, because they're older than you. They have lived longer. They have experience, and they know so much more than you. Compared to you, grown-ups, your grandmother and grandfather, your aunts and uncles, your big married brothers and sisters, your mother and father, compared to them, you're dumb, and they're smart. Compared to you, because they have lived a long time, children, and they have learned a great deal, children. So, when they tell you what they want you to do for the good of your soul, they are telling you because they love you. They are telling you that because they know from experience what is good for your soul. Finally, they are telling you that because God commands them to take care of your soul. But, children, you are commanded by God to obey them. You are commanded by God to be honest to your mother and father every day of your life, and to be honest to everyone else. To be honest to your mother and father and speak the truth, even if you are going to be punished. I said the world was very bad. The world is very bad, because people are very bad. People are very bad because very bad angels have a hold on a great many adults, and they're not going to let go. They want to hold on to them until they drag them down into hell. Now, that's what the devils have planned. Well, children, are they going to succeed? Yes. If the adults want them to. Oh, but who would ever want to go to hell? Oh, many souls, children, want to go to hell. Oh, no, that's not true. But there are many souls who want to do exactly what they want to do, and they don't care about God, and that means that if they die like that, they are going to hell. Then they say, Oh, I don't want to go to hell, but I'll risk it. I'll take the chance. I don't want to go, but God is good, and in the end, He'll forgive me. But in the meantime, I'm going to do exactly what I want, and as many times as I want, and not even God is going to tell me how to live my life. Where do they get such thoughts? They get them from the devil. Just as your angels are continually greeting you and getting you out of danger, saving you from danger, so also the devils are continually whispering to you, saying, "Don't tell her. You'll get punished if you tell her. Don't tell her." So your mother continues to question you, and the devil says, "It's only a small lie. But don't be punished. Don't be stupid." Because you're afraid of your father when he has said something to you, you say, "Yes, no, thank you." You leave the room, and then you clench your teeth and you squeeze your fist and you look in his direction and you know he can't see you. You shake your fist at him and say, "I hate you very much, and someday I won't obey you." That's the devil that puts all that in your mind. He's never away from you, children. He's always telling you, "Be disrespectful. Don't trust them. Don't listen to your parents. If they don't know, they won't bother you." That's the devil. The devil does other things, children. He also says, "Everybody else is doing it." The devil says, "Why, everybody else is going. Why should you not go?" Now, children, in the world you live in, which I said is a very bad world, and in the world that you live in, you have got to be different from other children. If all of the children in your classroom are going to go to a movie that your mother said is a bad movie, you cannot go. And you cannot say, "Well, if I sneak in, she won't know it." You will commit a sin of impurity if that movie has impurity in it. And you will commit a sin of disobedience the moment that you plan to do it. You cannot go with the other children, even though they all are going. You've got to be different. You cannot dress like other children. You have got to be different. To be modest means to dress in such a way that nobody looks at you with sinful thoughts. You have got to be different because God commands it. Now, children, that is the style. Everybody dresses like that. No, you're wrong. There are still brave young people who dress just the way God wants children to dress. In the terrible world that you live in, children, you are going to commit mortal sin early in your life unless you let God have His way in your life. And it's not going to be a crazy man that's going to grab you and do you harm, like that little boy in the restaurant. It is going to be a devil that is going to grab you, and he is going to do you great harm unless you let the good angels protect you. Now, children, in the world, the first man and the first woman to come into this world, the world that God made, in this world, the first man and the first woman to come into existence committed a sin that was called the original sin. Every single child that was born of Adam and Eve was just like the mother and father, a human being. But the mother was in mortal sin and the father was in mortal sin until God sent them into this world in punishment, where there would be tears and death and suffering. They would have to work long and hard. all of this because of the one sin that they committed, which was a terrible sin, because they were not like us. They were perfect. They knew what they were doing. They listened to the devil, and he destroyed them. Well, children, all that they had was a wounded human nature. That's what they gave their children. The children were just like their mother and father, wounded. So is every baby that was born in the world until Jesus Christ gave to his holy church the sacrament of baptism to take away original sin. So that your little baby sister at home, or your little baby brother at home, until that baby is brought to the baptismal font, is a baby that has sin on its soul. It inherited the sin, just like it inherited its eyes and its human nature and its smile and its breathing. All of that goes with human nature, and sin goes with human nature. So those children, until they come to the baptismal font, have sin on their soul, and then they are healed and the sin is removed. They are made children of God and heirs to the kingdom of heaven. But, children, the weakness of the soul is still there, and you are a girl or a boy that has that weakness in your soul. You have a chance of, very early in your life, committing many mortal sins, and then losing your faith. Or you have a chance, very early in life, of being a girl or a boy who is going to be a saint. Now, do you understand, children? The angels are never going to leave you alone. The good angels do not wish you to go to hell, and they will fight and struggle for you. But the bad angels, oh, they'll take you. They'll grab you by the back of the neck, and they won't let go. They'll squeeze so hard with the terrible things that they say that they'll paralyze you. They'll tell you over and over again, oh, you dare think of God? Why, you have set sins in your soul. How could God forgive you? You are so rotten. After all the times that God has pardoned you, still you go back to the same sins again? How dare you say prayers? That's the devil paralyzing you with temptations to quit on God. Who is helping the angel? The Blessed Virgin Mary and God Almighty, the angel that is good. Who is helping the angel that is the demon? The devil and all of the other legions of angels that fell from the wonderful state of holiness that they were in and perfection down to hell itself. It's the demons. The demons help each other. So that if one temptation is not good enough, they will give you 22 temptations. If that's not good enough to bring you to sin, then 22 angels that are damned will come and help that one bad angel. If 22 are not enough, 7,000 will come. The devil, children, wants your soul, and he's gonna have it if you let him. You've got to get accustomed, children, to the fact that you are the prize. God wants you. You're his child. God made you. But you can let yourself be kidnapped, and the kidnapper, the devil, will kill you in your soul. He will teach you how to sin and how to quit, give up, asking for God's mercy and pardon. The devil will teach you in a very short time, it's not worth being different from other children. Who else helps the devil? Many of the schools in this country help the devil. Nearly all the TV programs help the devil. programs that you watch, even in your home. The ones that your mother and father say aren't so bad. In comparison to the bad ones, they aren't so bad. But they're too bad for you. And the books and the movies, oh, they help the devil. They teach you sin at a very early age, and they rob you, children, of your happy years as little boys and girls. They take away the happiness of grammar school, and they teach you what used to be the sins of just high school students. Oh, no, you already know about impurity, and you already know about drugs. You already know about thievery. You already know about cheating. And, children, if I had a beautiful rose and could put it in front of an air conditioning unit that was blowing cold air into this chapel, in a very short time, the rose would wither in front of your eyes and dry up. That is what is happening in this bad world. Boys and girls of your age are withering and drying up. You are losing your happy years as young boys and girls, and you're in trouble. The trouble is that the ice underneath your feet is not cracking. It's beginning to break. You're going to go down, and the shock of going down is going to make it most difficult for you to swim to the surface again. Now, here's something I want you to remember. Please remember this. It is very easy for a good girl or a good boy to become bad, unless they have the grace of God. I want you to remember this. It is very hard for a boy or a girl. It is very hard for a boy or a girl that has become bad to become good again without the grace of God. Do you understand, children? You can easily be harmed by the devil. Unless the grace of God is there, you are going to be harmed. But with the grace of God, he cannot harm you with the grace of God. If you have committed mortal sin, children, then without God's grace, you will not come back to goodness. Until you have made an act of contrition and gone to confession, you will not come back. You will get worse. Every single day in school, your companions will be a bad influence on you. In every classroom, there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 girls and boys who are in mortal sin, or very soon are going to be in mortal sin. They are going to do you great harm. You are at an age, children, where you want to do everything that everybody else is doing. You do not want to be different. Well, children, you must be different. You cannot be like your other friends. When your mother says, I don't want you to go to school with that girl anymore. I don't want you to walk home from school with that boy anymore. You can't say, oh, Ma. You've got to obey because she's wiser than you. Your mother's older than you. She's learned the ways of the world. She is your mother, and you are commanded by God to obey her. Did you hear that? Commanded, children, under pain of sin. You must obey your mother and father. God said it. God gave 10 commandments, and there's one just for you. There is a commandment, and it's just for you. The commandment is, obey your mother and father. No? Do you understand, children? It's not enough to obey. God didn't say obey. He said, honor thy father and thy mother. He said, honor them. That means that you obey them, and it means you respect them, and it means you trust them, and it means you listen to them. It means that you go to them for help. You talk to them. You tell them about your companions, and you ask for their advice so that they can teach you how to protect yourself. If you have never been on roller skates, then someone who can roller skate well can teach you. If you have never driven an automobile, someone who has driven an automobile can teach you. There are many things that young people do not know how to deal with, and their mothers and fathers know exactly what to do. If you do not talk to your mother and father about school and about your companions, and if you do not ask them to help and tell them what it is that bothers you, you will learn, children, the hard way, and the hard way is at the hands of the devil. Children, the prisoners of war have come back now, and they tell us that the enemies were terrible. They caused them terrible sufferings. They beat them and caused them terrible pain. The men say that they were treated like animals. They were kicked and punched and whipped, and terrible things were done to them, and done many times, and sometimes done day after day. Well, children, men are cruel. They can be cruel to human beings in a terrible way, but no one in the world is as cruel as the devil, as one devil. The devils, children, are after you. The devils of hell are after you. They're like a pack of wolves, and they're howling for your soul. They are invisible, and you cannot hear them, and they are running behind you, and you do not even know that they are near. Without the guardian angel, they would have destroyed you long ago. Think of how many times the guardian angel has saved you, and you never asked him. Think of how many times he will save your children when you do ask him. The world, children, is bad because numbers of people that are called adults listen to bad angels. Having listened to the bad angels, they turned away from God forever. They even worshiped dogs, the sun, thunderstorms, and lightning. They worshiped the tree that was struck by lightning. They worshiped devils. We call this world the world of pagans. When Jesus came into the world, everybody in the world, except the people of Israel, worshiped devils. Do you understand that, children? They didn't pray to God, they prayed to devils. Think of how evil they were. We call them the pagans. Then Jesus changed the world with his church. Now the world is changing from good back to bad. The world is going pagan. Pagan means, children, that you worship something or somebody or anything or anybody except God. Now think of that, children. That's the world that you live in, and a great number of boys and girls that you know in a few more years will worship the devil and not Jesus Christ. They will pray to the devil, and they will give him very special sacrifices, children. Who are those that are going to do this? The boys and girls in your own classroom. You have no choice now, children, but to remember the angels. The angels who do not want you watching television, because you must be different from the other kids. It is very bad for children. It is bad because of the impurity that it teaches you. And it's very bad because of the violence that you get accustomed to. It is very bad, above all, because of the wrong ideas that it puts in your young heads. One of the ideas that it puts in your head is the idea that what my mother and father don't know won't harm them. So you tell them nothing. Another wrong idea is never trust them. Now, children, that is what is taught by the devil over television. It's even taught in the classroom in some bad schools. It is taught in the books, and it's taught in the newspapers all over this country. Children like you are believing it. In another 2 more years, in another 4 more years, those children who are believing it will not believe in God. Who are they? They're the kids in your own classroom. In a very short time, the cruel devil will do terrible things to those little boys and girls that sit in the same room that you do in school. You have got to pray, children, to your angel. When you get out of bed in the morning, you've got to talk to your angel. And at the end of the day, you've got to talk to your angel. During the day, you've got to talk to your angel, children. You must tell the angel to protect you. You must ask him many times, "What should I do?" You must say many times, "Angel, get me out of here." You must say that, children, with complete confidence that the angel is going to get you out of here. The angel is going to protect you. Remember this, children. He isn't going to do it, maybe, if you went into that place just because you wanted to. The angel saves you many times when you trip, but if you jump off the wall on purpose, maybe he'll let you fall and hurt yourself. Maybe you will break your ankle or cut your hands and knees. He's going to let you learn a lesson. Children, in the world, there are very bad men and there are very good men. The very good men and the very good women have listened to their angels and have been taught by their angels. The very bad men have listened to the devils and have been taught by the devils. The very good men once were almost everywhere, but now the number is going down and going down. The number of bad men is increasing and increasing. Because they are older than you, and wiser than you, and stronger than you, and richer than you, they know how to use children. They know how to use you, children, to destroy the country and to destroy the church. Presently, children, you are being destroyed by movies, by television, by drugs, by bad schools, by bad books, and by bad companions. Because there are devils after you. The only way that you are going to be protected, children, is by obedience to your parents, by honesty with your parents, by trusting your parents, by prayer, by confession, and by Holy Communion. There is no other way, because that's God's way. God said that nobody can walk on water, so nobody does. God says that nobody can walk on air, so that if you jump off the top of the building, you will not be able to walk your way down. Anything that God wants, that's the way it is. God wants children to obey their parents, to ask their parents for help. Now, you don't have to, But if you do not do that, if you have your way instead of God's way, first of all, you will have sin, and secondly, you will have tears, because you will learn the hard way, and who will grab you? It would be the cruel devil. Now, if men can make prisoners of war suffer, just think what a devil can do to a boy or a girl to make that boy or girl suffer. It will be dreadful, children, what the devil will do to you. To protect yourself, you have got to leave your parents have their way in bringing you up, and you cannot turn out to be a sneak and a cheat and a liar and think that you're going to be good, or think that you're going to grow up and be happy. You are going to go down and be wretched, because devils will pull you down. Just as people pull down branches from a tree to get the fruit that's on those trees, so the devil will pull you down to get your soul, which is the fruit he is looking for. Children, in the world that is pagan, remember, everybody or anybody is worshipped before God. What is being worshipped today instead of God? Man. Human beings prefer man to God. Human beings prefer the ways of man to God. So it will be like this next year when you are older. It will be like this the year after when you are a good bit older. And you will have the temptation to prefer your ways to God. God's way is the way to heaven. Your way is the way down. You will have much help from bad angels. If you want to do what God wants you to do, then you will have help from your mother and father, and you will have help from the good angels. You will have help from the Blessed Virgin Mary, and you will have help from God. So, you are going to become saints, children, or you are going to be damned. Did you ever think of that now, as young as you are? Because the world is so rotten, I will have to be different. Because I have to be different, I cannot be like the other kids. Because I can't be like the other kids, then I am going to need help from God. I am going to have to trust Him to save me, because I cannot do it myself. Because the adults are too smart and too strong and too big for me. Children, go to confession every single week. Tell the priest not just your sins, but tell him what it is that's worrying you. Tell him about a particular temptation. Tell him if you're mixed up and do not know what to do. Tell him if you do not wish to mention something to your mother or father, what it is. Ask him for his help. Get the help of God, children, in confession, and say your prayers, and you will become a saint. But if you do not become a saint, children, you are going to hell. That's how bad the world is. You haven't got a chance. This recording will be continued on Side B of this tape. Please join us.